You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Welcome back. This is The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru, and we're here with Team Kosher Guru. I got Spielberg.
What's up? What's up,
to
game?
The left of me, we are sitting, usually we face each other, but today we are next to each other. Going to be a little bit awkward over here because I can't see him, he can't see me.
I'm actually been staring at your left ear the entire time.
Yes, but with these headphones on, I have no idea what you're doing.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Yossi. So what everybody doesn't understand right now, because you haven't been here, is that I have been going crazy. As you can hear, my voice on day two is almost gone. Gone, just like the wind. Yes, it is. Yossi, can you even hear me right now with my voice like this?
I hear you clearly, but that's because you have a fancy control board now.
Fancy control board, like a fancy Spielberg, let me tell you. So one thing that everyone has to understand is that I was rocking it out with Team Kosher Guru yesterday. If you haven't already visited our YouTube channel, please do, because our latest and greatest Spielberg, Yossi Yaksarad, video is up on our YouTube channel, and that is Kosher Fest Day 1. And if you have, and if you are lucky enough to already have seen the video, you know how crazy it's been here on day one. And we were driving up and down the aisles. Yes, driving on our legs. They seem like cars. Because they just were non-stop.
That was a lot of fun to make that video.
It was a lot of fun. But it was also a great video. It really, really
Thank
was
you. Appreciate
a great,
that.
Great video. And we just had so much going on in that video. It's insane. But that's why my voice is sounding like this on day two. On day two, I'm like this. And last night, I want to first give a big, big shout out to our hosts, Quality Frozen Foods, who are hosting us here at Kosher Fest and at this event right now going on. We are in their booth, broadcasting from Quality Frozen Foods. And did you know how awesome last night was, Yossi? People don't even know what last night is.
They have no idea.
No. But I think we are going to tell them. Last night was the Quality Frozen Foods Customer Appreciation Booth at Factory 220 in Passaic, New Jersey. Quality Frozen Foods took out all of their vendors, their customers, their team, their family to an amazing, amazing, epic dinner. It was the most sought after, most talked about industry dinner during the Kosher Fest season.
How many people were asking you for a ticket?
I was getting messages left and right from everybody.
A lot of requests.
Sorry, I wasn't able to get anybody a ticket. It's not my event. I am just a guest there of Quality Frozen Foods, rocking it out. It was a lot of fun. They had over 350 people there, and it was insane. All the brands that were there, all the quality staff that was there, the quality family that was there, it was insane. There was also a celebrity panel during two courses of the five or six course dinner that we had last night. And on that celebrity panel was Jamie Geller of JamieGeller.com, formerly Joy of Kosher, Risey Fried of Risey's Cooking, all the way from Lakewood, New Jersey. And then none other than your host, the one, the only, the Kosher Guru, was up on the celebrity panel talking about anything in kosher now, all of the newest and hottest trends and what's going on. Yes, Yossi.
I was shepping nachas.
You were shepping nachas. I was shepping nachas as well. I was, of myself. I shep nachas of myself all the time. I don't know how I did it. I really, really don't know how I did it.
I like the questions.
The questions were actually very good.
Like
very informative. Very, very good questions. And I got to meet an amazing, amazing company there last night. A new company that I'm not even aware of. Do you know what that company was, Yossi?
I believe I do. Because I was just holding the paper that you have in your hand.
You were just holding the paper that you have in your hand. And it's all about the sauce, about the sauce, no treble, all about the sauce, about the sauce,
I'm
no
all
treble,
about that sauce.
And we are so, so privileged to have with us Kyle from Daddy Sam's All Natural Sauces, which is a brand new sauce company, and all the way from Washington. Are you from Washington?
Minneapolis, but via Texas.
Via Texas?
Hook 'em horns.
Where in Texas?
Well, my great-grandfather, Daddy Sam, is from Merton. That's well west, like near San Angelo.
So this is after your great-granddaddy?
My great-grandfather's Daddy Sam.
Really?
Yep.
That, now, in Jewish, we're called Shepping Naches. I mean, we're taking such pride in that you named this after your great-grandfather. It was insane, insane. Now, we met you.
Is that your grandfather on the horse?
That is Daddy Sam, my great-grandfather.
Oh, that is so cool.
He was such an echt cowboy. He was riding when he was 86 years old. He is 86 in this picture.
Wow. Now, let me tell you something. I'm reading off of your brochure, which is beautiful, and all I'm seeing is no. No artificial flavors, no preservatives, no artificial thickeners, no added water, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSG, no dairy, no tree nuts or peanuts, no fatty cholesterol, no soy or crustaceans. It is kosher, yes, and it is gluten-free, yes. How did you make such an awesome sauce with all these no's?
Well, it's just the authentic West Texas style of barbecue. West Texas is a molasses and vinegar-based sauce, and then we use mesquite smoke rather than hickory. Hickory's great too, but mesquite grows all over West Texas. It's a little mellower, a little rounder, and so it's really what I grew up eating. It's what my family has been eating for four generations.
That is what you have been eating for four generations? What are some of the favorite sauces that you have on there?
So I like to tell people that Daddy Sam's original is my favorite because it's my family's recipe. And then I like to tell people that Daddy Sam's ginger jalapeno is my favorite because I like it a little hotter.
Ooh.
And then I like
I
to tell
love
people.
The hot sauce.
Yossi, Spielberg loves the heat.
Right.
He's
on.
Back in heat.
Well, we
heat.
Make it with a ginger puree, so it's got a really nice, robust ginger flavor. And then I like to tell people that salmon and seafood glaze is my favorite because I created that. Because I like to eat fish so much, I was cutting our original with lemon juice. So that it would be just a lighter, not to overwhelm fish.
Citrus,
and that's,
and
there's something to bite.
And I like me having the side. Y'all connect with us real soon. You have Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram. That's cute. Y'all connect with us real soon. That's really, really cute.
Thank you.
There's very interesting content that's going to be coming up onto the Instagram.
Yes, I'm learning how to get social media under control. I'm going to start posting some recipes and some
what
other...
What is your Instagram address? So
our Instagram is daddy_sams, plural. Daddy_sams. Yep. And our website is daddysams.com. And we are also on Facebook and Pinterest. And we are just trying to show people how to use Daddy Sam's. It's a very versatile sauce. Molasses and vinegar makes for it. So it's a terrific ketchup replacement. It's great for baked beans, great for chili, terrific over cream cheese. Just scoop it up on crackers.
Now, one thing that we have, we actually, Spielberg over here and I have an awesome, awesome cooking show we do on Saturday nights after the Sabbath called Two Dudes Cooking. I've never had a salmon glaze before that I think that I've ever used. And that with your sauce, that just, when you gave me the bottle yesterday to smell, to taste, to try, it was insane. I want to do a Two Dudes Cooking, Yossi, with this salmon glaze on our live show on Facebook and Instagram. How does that sound?
Yay, that sounds fantastic.
Just slap it on.
I welcome that because, like I said, we do the Two Dudes Cooking show, and I love smoking salmon. Love smoked salmon. So just having some smoked salmon, put on the Daddy Sam, and, you know, just rock that. It would be amazing.
It will be amazing. It's a very simple sauce, and it's really great for just people to just spice up their fish, like, you know, what they make with fish. People just, all they do is lemon. And it's like, come on, lemon and dill, that's not all you
lemon
can do.
Lemon and dill, but no, I wanna, so much more.
I want to take Gabe's headphones off only because he doesn't like hot sauce. I love hot sauce. So I actually want, I'm going to put the ginger jalapeno on his fish.
No, you're not going to do that to me. No. I know what's going on. I'm going to look out for it.
I think we could turn you around on it. It's really delicious, the ginger jalapeno.
Many people have tried to give him hot sauce, by the way. He fights it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's really, the ginger has just a really nice zesty flavor, and then there's just like the jalapeno has a nice kick. I like to tell people it's zesty rather than hot, but it is hot. It is, you know, it does kick it up a notch.
Right. Nice.
Yeah.
We always like to kick it up a notch. That's one thing we always like to do, and I see that your sauces are definitely kicking it up a notch.
Yeah, well, we are really happy to be working with the really great people here at Quality and Benzies. They've really been so fantastic with us, and they really love food, and it's just really wonderful to work with people who love food the way we love food. This is a family business. Daddy Sam is my great-grandfather. I started this company with my dad and my sister. We are about family and good quality food and eating together and enjoying that. That's what makes food great, enjoying it with other people and just nice family moments.
That is amazing. We look forward to having you on our Two Dudes Cooking Show. Thank
really
you so much for joining
that.
Us on the podcast today.
Thank you,
it was a pleasure meeting you at Kosher Fest, and we are so happy to have met you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. You're welcome.
Thanks, guys. You're
amazing. We're meeting so many people over here, so many, many people over here at Kosher Fest, being hosted by the Quality Frozen Foods booth. I think I'm still on a food coming from last night's event. All the singing, the amazing food, the amazing products.
The music was really good.
The music was really, really good.
Did they you actually, hear Yak sing, by the way?
They actually had a guest singer last night. Yaakov Sofer himself was up there singing.
Yeah.
He was amazing. He was awesome. One of our next people that we actually met last night also, we were schmoozing over at the Quality Customer Appreciation Dinner. And someone from Eretz Yisrael, I believe, who's actually very, very cool over here at the Quality Frozen booth, I'm actually very, very excited to have met him, is Ari Gansfried from Wonder Mills. Wonder Mills, come over here. Ari, welcome. Tell us a little bit about what is going on over with Wonder Mills and all about this amazing new flowers you have on the market.
Okay, Wonder Mills is a new thing in the United States, but we are importing from Israel. It's a very high successful flower. We have got six kind of flower. We have three kind of spelled.
Really?
White spelled, whole spelled, and blended spelled. This is an amazing spelled, and comes and then we have whole wheat, 100% whole wheat. Then we have blended whole wheat. This is amazing whole wheat blended. That if everybody wants to bake whole wheat and using the regular recipes and also be fluffy and as good as white wheat, could use the blended well.
So these flours are all made and manufactured in Israel, and then you import them to the United States?
Yes.
That's amazing.
These are manufactured in Israel, but the wheat of the flours, there are three kinds of wheats. We are using wheat from Russia, from the United States and Israel, and they are very high technological combinations that should be a good flour that goes fluffy and success for the...
That is amazing, kind of amazing. How long has this Wonder Mills been available in Israel?
Okay, this mill is a very old company, but we are the last few years doing it sifted in all kind of packaging in the for retails, home using packaging.
That's amazing.
And the success of this, the last 3 years are more than 1,000% growing every year.
That's amazing because my wife likes to make challah, her own recipe challah, and she loves whole wheat. She's all about healthy living, clean living, and it's very tough to get a whole wheat that acts like you're saying with that fluffy, with the flavor and the taste, that the actual texture of the challah as if it wasn't whole wheat. But you're saying that,
as I say, that the blended whole wheat is also whole wheat, but they are taking out a little bit of the grains,
right?
And then that's made in a texture of the flour makes it to be very fluffy and successful.
Wow.
That is amazing. Ari, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the air. I'm excited to be trying the Wonder Mills flowers very, very soon. And I'd love to always know what's going on and what new products that you'll be coming out with Wonder Mills.
I want to add something. All of our products are sifted, no checking.
Oh, wow.
Real? Wow, that's awesome. Awesome, awesome,
wow.
Awesome. Ari, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on the air. We wish you much hatzlacha and bracha. Have a nesiyah tova, safe trip back to Eretz Yisrael. We look forward to trying Wonder Mills, having Wonder Mills part of the Quality Frozen family, and we can't wait to try it and bake with it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ari.
I'm telling you, every day here, I'm learning about new products, new people. We're getting so many great, great products out to the kosher market and doing so much with kosher products. Yossi, did you know that you could get all of these flowers now from Eretz Yisrael?
I had not known about it.
And now you can. You can over here, and it's so amazing. But also, when I get up onto the Shabbos table, and I always love to have challahs and great challah flowers, there's something else that is amazing at a Shabbos Yonta table or just a dinner table. It is dessert time.
Yeah.
And when I think
always
of dessert,
room for dessert.
There's always room for dessert. When
always
I think
room.
Of dessert and baking, and there's always a lot of baking in my house, not only cooking, but baking, and so many amazing products, I always think of Baker's Choice. And did you know that Baker's Choice is distributed by Quality Frozen Foods?
I had not known. I had seen it. I had not known about it. So now I know it's the
now you
quality.
Have,
thank you.
Now you have an amazing idea. Baker's Choice has amazing products. They actually have a new look. So, Yossi, if you remember what Baker's Choice used to look like, you better check out their new look as well.
I will keep an eye out for it.
And they have amazing new line, amazing new items available, edible paint, glitter. But look who just walked by. Mr. and Mrs. Holzer from Baker's Choice. How are you guys?
Great.
How great?
Baruch Hashem fine.
Baruch Hashem fine. So let me tell you something. One of the items that I cannot forget about Baker's Choice, not only because I wrote about it in Ami Magazine, but because you won an award, is the Razzle Mix. Before we talk about anything else, I want to know about the Razzle Mix.
It's a great item. People love it. And you can create your own Razzle Mix at home. Fresh, with delicious ingredients in there. I believe that's why it was a 2017 winner at Kosher Fest.
This is an award-winning product? Congratulations, that's awesome.
Yes.
So let's hear about some other amazing products that Quality distributes from Baker's Choice. What else do you have going on?
Yes, we have now the last quarter of the year came up, launched another couple of new items. We have the Lotus Cream that nobody believes that it's like a gluten-free product.
It's gluten-free also, wow.
Yes, it's delicious. We're going to launch it for Hanukkah for the donut filling.
Oh, yes.
My
yes.
wife loves the everything mix.
Yes.
She gets the everything mix for the challah. Have you ever tried it, Gabe?
I have not tried it.
You speak to Mrs. Guru about this. I'll speak to Mrs. Guru if you need to. That everything mix on challah is insane. It's really... My wife, I'm not going to say it took my wife's health to the next level because I don't embarrass my wife. But
yeah, because like, it also has very well spiced.
Yes.
And therefore, we also launched a natural and black poppy seeds, black and white, with a toasted poppy seed, you know, for you to have a different variety for your challahs.
Nice. I will be telling my wife about it just because she's always trying new stuff and always new products.
Now, also, we do a lot of baking for simchas.
Did I tell you my daughter, who's bat mitzvah coming up soon, started baking?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
One second.
She
I also have a daughter who has a bat mitzvah coming up soon.
Well, I told my daughter she's going to bake for her own bat mitzvah.
Now, when I bake on cakes, one of the most important thing that I put on cakes is the icing. Different color icing.
Yes.
And one thing that I recently seen from Baker's Choice are these like squeezable tubes for the icing. How awesome is that?
Riding icing. We have in 7 colors.
So I can write happy birthday
happy
in 7
birthday,
colors.
Happy Hanukkah.
Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov and Alabet.
The alibi is anything that
you
I want to write
the
with.
Season, the names of the children for party, everybody's name on cookies.
One second, you can do the Ushpizen? Like
yeah.
on Sukkot, like every night I can have a different cake with the Ushpizen on it?
Yeah, a lot of people did it this year.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I got to see some pictures. That's awesome.
I myself did it for my son.
Really?
He was very proud that it was very personalized to him.
That is very
and
personalized.
And I did this 2 minutes before this
my friend, my friend Yitz has an Ushpizen party. I'm going to make one for him next year.
Are you serious? I got to get invited to that.
Somebody told me they're going to make a big Hanukkah event.
Right.
And they're going to make every seat with a name, with a writing icing on the name, personal. Every seat, name, Yitzchak, Moshe, Aaron.
That's great.
Every
and
name.
Because it's an easy to use, too.
Two.
And it dries.
Anybody can do it.
And
yes.
it dries.
I might even be able to
we have
do it.
5-6 colors on the glitter. You put it in the glitter, it's really strictly kosher. It's an amazing product. It tastes the glitter. You make any color. You can make it for any, I just saw a Baba Mitzvah and an Upshen.
That's amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Guys, I want to thank you so much for being on our show today. It's actually an honor to meet you, to have you on The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. I love your products. I buy them all the time in the baking section at my local kosher supermarket where I live out in Woodmere in the Five Towns. And
you've
I look
been
forward-
at my Shabbos table many times, even though you haven't realized it.
Yes. You've been at my Shabbos table many, many times on top of the challah for the sesame seeds and the poppy seeds and the everything mix that I do use on my challahs that Mrs. Kosher Guru bakes with. Thank you so much for joining us on the air. It's a pleasure. Yes, Aaron?
Just to say it in 3 words, amazing, fantastic quality.
Yes, 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 indeed it is. Everybody, these are amazing products that we have over here at Quality Frozen Foods being distributed by them. Baker's Choice, look out for them at your local kosher market or chain sourcing market in the baking section. And these are just some of the items that we have going on over here at Kosher Fest 2017 this year. It is amazing. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another amazing segment of The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsors.
Quicksilver Capital, providing innovative financing solutions that help small businesses grow and thrive. Quicksilver Capital provides a full line of innovative financing solutions that help small and medium-sized businesses in the United States grow and thrive. An alternative to traditional bank loans, which are often difficult to secure, Quicksilver Capital provides fast access to working capital at competitive rates with easy, convenient repayment programs. Quicksilver Capital experts have more than 30 years of experience in financing, sales, and merchant services. Founded in 2016, Quicksilver Capital is a privately held company based in New York. To find out how they can help your business grow today, please call them at 888-991-3131 and ask for Ken Marshall, or visit them at quicksilvercap.com. Reisman's Bakery began as a family-owned and operated business over 50 years ago and is still a household icon for kosher food consumers across the nation. From our tantalizing rugelachen pastries to our world-famous hamantaschen, Reisman's Bakery offers a full line of specialty baked goods to satisfy the most discriminating palate. Reisman's Bakery is under the OU Kosher certification. Look for us at Kosher Fine Retailers today and enjoy us with your family.
One second. I need some water. Okay, I'm just kidding. That's not really water. That was Rosé All Day, and I want to thank everybody for coming back and joining us for another amazing segment of The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru, hosted by Quality Frozen Foods today at Kosher Fest on yesterday. Now, if you don't know who Quality Frozen Foods is or are, whatever the proper grammar is, I want to know what rock you are hiding under, because Quality Frozen Foods is the premier kosher foods distributor all across America, Europe, Canada, and beyond. Those guys are just rocking it out. I actually met the owner earlier today. I think his name was Matis Yahoo Sofer. They call him Matis.
Do you have a Bluetooth headpiece in?
Yeah, a Bluetooth headpiece.
Then it was him.
It was him. What a mensch, what a nice guy. I actually bumped into him in the street. He said, sorry. I said, sorry. I said, what's your name? I said, I'm Gabriel, you know, Kosher. He goes, oh, I am. And I said, holy cow, no, you're not. Those guys are legendary. And you know what? They were kind enough to squeeze us in this year over at the Quality Frozen Booths Food with so many amazing companies that they have being showcased this year, from Marzipan from Israel, from Tanya's, from Wonder Mills, from Dynasty, and across
Spassify.
I love that name.
I love
say
that
it
name.
Again. Say it
I
again.
Love it.
Say
Spassify.
It again. Spassify.
Like, I will testify.
You will.
Spassify.
I will testify that Spassify is awesome, healthy, tasty chicken consommé, and their
Yacht
onion.
Yacht is very good, by the way.
Yacht.
It's a verb.
It's a verb.
It's a verb.
It's a verb?
It's not a noun.
Is it a pronoun, an adjective?
It's a pronoun.
It's a what? Okay, it's something, I guess, in grammar, but it's all very, very good over here.
It's like a verb and a noun.
It's like a verb and a noun?
It's a verb and a noun. Spassify.
Verb noun.
What verbs and nouns are.
A verb and a noun.
That's the CFO over there in the corner, Debbie Witter, that we're picking up on the podcast today. We are surrounded by amazing people from Quality Frozen Foods, and someone that is actually just walked by, had to come over and say hello, take a selfie, Solomon Benjamin, all the way from Owings Mills, Maryland. Welcome. Tell us a little bit about what Solomon Benjamin is doing here today.
Well, I am here to present my the only USDA kosher jerky on the market. We've got four of the great beef flavors.
Wait. What's the name of it?
Aufschnitt Meats.
Awesome. I had to know how to pronounce that properly. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That is amazing. Now, what flavors did you say you have?
We have in the beef, we got an original teriyaki, spicy, and a barbecue. Then we have our five flavors of the snack sticks. We have a black pepper, spicy, garlic, Italian, and
I just wanted to be on the record that you are not walking away with those because my kids really want those.
That's
I'm just fine. Making sure you know
that's
that.
That's fine. I'll bring you a
I'm
few
making
more.
Sure you know that. I'm just okay. Making sure you know that.
When
okay,
you
fine.
Pry those out
I'm
of,
putting it on the record over here.
When you pry those out of Dovey's hands.
Well, I just want to tell everybody that Mr. Dovey Weeder is only here today at this time because as the booths go down, the real pressing begins.
Yes.
The real filling up of the bags, the pockets.
You see the suitcase he got from Mealmart Spin the Wheel? He's going to be going with the samples.
By the way, you do know that Mr. Weeder did not drive the smaller car today. He took his big SUV. I'm just making sure you know that.
By the way, Matas is now nodding because they only have the paper backdrop. They don't have the food.
By the way, Yossi, how much is still left on that sushi credit to Mr. Weider? Yossi, how much is still left on that sushi credit to Mr.
Sushi
Weider?
Currency.
Sushi currency and everything. Let me tell you. So, 1 second. USDA approved. Where are you out of? Where can we find you? What's going on?
We are at Owings Mills, Maryland. I guess that's near Baltimore. And we are pretty much any kosher market countrywide, as well as all the kosher sections, all supermarkets.
Now, you could always have that distributed by Quality Frozen Foods because they are your distributor. Of course. Oh, you said it, not me. You said it, not me. I say it all the time, but you said it. So, first of all, if you guys don't see it in your local supermarket, you can always ask for it by name and make sure that the buyer or whoever's in charge of the aisles where it's located, make sure to contact Quality Frozen Foods to get them. Now, what is that over there?
We got the flavors of the turkey jerky. It's very clean, very light. We've got two unique flavors, a basil lime,
right,
and a garlic ginger.
Very, very interesting. Nice flavors.
Do you know how, like, day one we're always milchiks, chalavi, and then day two go fleishiks?
Right.
Yesterday I took the plunge only because of the turkey jerky.
Because of turkey jerky.
Yeah.
So
like,
I do want to tell everybody, we are right now recording at day two over at the Quality Frozen Foods booth. But a little show hack that I learned myself. Yes, this show is called The Big Kiddish, but on day one, you do milchiks. On day two, you do fleishiks, which is meat. Or you could do what I used to do. You go to Shachris, you have the milchiks in the morning, you daven mincha, and you have fleishiks the rest of the day. Then you have maariv, and then you go home and enjoy a lovely time on your couch in such a big food coma. By the way, I need to tell everybody that one thing that you forgot to mention that I just actually picked up recently, because some guy just hit me in the back of my head, more or less hit me in the back of my head, your stuff is gluten-free?
Gluten-free, no nitrates, all natural, kosher, gluten-free, no nitrates, the meat is all grass-fed beef.
Really?
All the good things
in life that we look for in a healthy living, healthy exactly. Eats, clean eating. This is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, let me ask you another quote. 1 second. This turkey jerky, I'm taking the package, I'm stealing it from you, only has 40 calories per serving?
That's correct.
1 second. That one even has 30 calories per serving. That's insane.
Right.
Insane in the membrane, insane in the brain. That's awesome. So, what else? What do you have coming out next? What else are you looking for?
Man, we're working on a few stuff up the sleeve. We will keep you
up
guys
the sleeve,
posted.
Show us what's up the sleeve over there. Come on, show us. Exactly.
That's why he's got the long sleeves on.
That's why he's got the long sleeves. He's got to hide it right now and everything.
We'll keep everyone posted.
I hope my friends at Quality be first to know, of course.
Of course.
So, that is awesome. You are from Maryland. Your product is all over in America, all over of what's going on. You're rocking it out with Quality Frozen Foods. I want to thank you for upping the game in the kosher market.
Salmon's friends with Chaim Silver.
Apparently.
I saw them talking.
Apparently affiliated.
So I always had this question because we saw him at Kosher Fest yesterday, right? He didn't bring any of his sandwiches. Have you had any?
Absolutely.
How do they taste? I haven't had any. I see the pictures all over social media. What do his sandwiches taste like?
They're just a bit of everything. They're great.
So now I'm more upset at him. Like, I was a little upset at him before that he didn't bring. But now I'm like,
no, you can't have it fresh right out of the smoker. You know, you can't bring it. You got to have a whole experience.
Wow. All right. So, Chaim, when you listen to this, just know that as a team, we're all really upset at you.
And we want sandwiches.
Don't worry.
Want
I got
sandwiches.
Back to him last week. My USDA inspector walked into his kitchen. He almost had a heart attack.
I heard that story. That was a great story.
So, Solomon, thank you so much for joining us on the air.
Thanks
we love hearing all about your amazing products and what's going on. We thank you very, very much. Matas, what else is going on over at Quality Frozen Foods? What should we be hearing next?
Well, along with the beef jerky, I got to tell you, one of the nice things about them is that they are young and up and coming, and they got a lot of momentum behind them. So it's really something nice to see fresh blood coming into this industry. We had over here, you know, obviously, next to you, Gabe, I think that you still have a little bit of the spicy mayo on the corner of your lip over there.
I do have a little bit of spicy mayo still in my
Those
corner over there.
Those crab cakes are really off the chart. It was the first course last night at the dinner, as you would
yes,
say, epic dinner that we had customer appreciation event. And it was the first course. And I got to tell you, people thought it was made in the restaurant. After that, we got, and I just got notified at the show now that the Sweet Lauren's gluten-free cookie dough that you thought was not gluten-free.
Which is correct.
is actually going to be into the warehouse within a few days. We thought
really?
It was going to be beginning of the year. We just told them, no, backdated, another few days.
Wow.
Really?
So we're looking forward to that.
Those are very good.
Those challahs have been the talk of the booth here. Those one,
correct.
The one, not the mills. One was the flour.
The gluten artisan.
Unbelievable. I'm shocked at how it's taken off, and I think you yourself said it. You use it in your house.
I do.
When you had someone who had a gluten-free diet, off the charts. That Spicify all natural soup base that you had, that you tasted the other day, phenomenal item. The taste has been excellent. And
besides the
low.
Taste, and I have used it, I love the name Spicify. I love that name.
It is certainly something very catchy.
Yes, it is.
But the nice thing about it is that you could actually enjoy it while eating healthy. No
yes.
cholesterol, no fat.
No.
10 milligrams of salt.
Everything.
Can you
imagine
that?
But yes to healthy and yes to taste.
Taste has been really phenomenal. No one can tell the difference. You have over there the Wonder Mills flour. We've been speaking about it. Unloaded in the warehouse this morning. That is the flour that they all talk about in Israel.
I know, which is insane. And the guy is such a mensch.
I want to tell you, that was one of the things that helped us bring this deal together. It was not an easy deal to put together. But because of his just fine kite and edel kite, just a real, as you said, a mensch. Great item. We sent it out to a number of the challah bloggers. Yes, it's a subsection today in blogging. Challah bloggers, they loved it. They thought it was awesome.
And it's to be the flower of Mrs. Axelrod's challah.
Mrs. Axelrod's challah, a.k.a. Spielberg.
I need to get some of that Wonder Mill. I need to try it. We got to see what's going on with it.
We'll have to hook you up with some samples, and we're going to hope that Mrs. Kosher Guru is going to cook a lot of challah and bake a lot of
challah. She is with Wonder Mill.
But I got to tell you, you know, you could use it for regular baking. It's not limited to challah, although it shines at that.
That's what I want to be able to taste and to try it.
And then we had the Baker's Choice. They won an award for that Razzle Mix.
Yes, the Razzle Mix. Very cool.
150 other some odd great items, schmears, custards, pastes, you name it, they got it. You want to bake, you go to Baker's Choice. No, it actually is in the name. It is the Baker's Choice. You're eating the Razzle Mix.
I am
over
actually
there.
Eating the Razzle Mix as you guys are talking.
Your nose just turned colors. And then, of course, last but not least, we got here Nutrition with Tanya. Tap Nutrition by Tanya. Who doesn't know the queen of kosher dieting today?
And she was on the show yesterday with us.
She is unbelievable. And she started producing some of her product and to sell them to the stores. And I got to tell you, the demand has been there, and she just can't keep up with it. So we got involved, helped them bring them up a notch to real professional packaging, and we're going to start getting it nationwide. So very excited about all these things. I mean, hey, after you eat all that food, you got to get on Tanya's diet. So
yeah, I need to get on that diet.
You know, but it's been a great show. It was a great dinner last night. Gabe, you were one of the panelists.
Yes, celebrity panelists, along with Jamie Geller and Risey Free from Risey's Cooking.
All-star cast. What should I tell
you? You're forgetting the
moderator?
The moderator right here, Matt Sofer, number one moderator in the industry. Woo!
It was great. Great to get the Shashem, the tribute to the kosher food industry when with regards to the response to the hurricanes. Many people came over that they had tears in their eyes when they heard about how the response was. So it was truly a Kiddush Hashem. There was even non-Jewish people who were present who came over to me and said that they have relatives down in some of these places and they just couldn't get over how everyone could just jump together and work together. So all in all, great night, great food, great wine.
Matis, thank you so much. I really have to give you yashar koach, not only for everything you do, and I'm going to be a little bit personal right now, not only because everything you do for me, for the entire team Kosher Guru, for what you do for your own family, and not only your personal, meaning your blood family, but Quality Frozen Foods is your family, and everyone at Quality Frozen Foods, but for having us here today to be part of the Quality family. It really is an honor, and I want to say thank you very much for having us
our
on.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Matis.
So it's become a tradition.
It is. Actually, next year, 3 years. Yeah, next year, Yerushalayim. This is amazing. I actually met another guy that you have working in the office. I think he actually sits right behind you when I visited one time. His name is Bensi.
Bensi Miller, a.k.a. Yes. The man.
The man.
A.k.a. The Batchen.
Actually, the Batchen now. So he's also such a cool guy. He gets a mazel tov out here. He just made a bris the other day.
I mean, talk about timing. He did it Monday morning, made the bris. Like this, he could be here Tuesday morning. I mean, you can't. Perfect.
Shalom Bias, his wife knew what's going
it's a
on.
Family
let me tell
effort.
You. Family
College
effort.
Family effort.
Family effort.
Really worked it out well for us.
That guy, Bensi, is a real, real mensch and a real rock star. And I just want to, you know, give him a big, big shout out. I know he's always behind the scenes. He gets everything done. He's like, you're really your right hand man. I also want to thank Yaakov Sofer, who actually lives out in Cedars near me. He is in a satellite quality office sometimes in Cedars, rocking it out. Gitto Liebler, the entire Sofer Liebler family, the entire Quality Frozen Foods family. I really want to say thank you to everything you do. and really, really appreciate growing with you guys as a family. Thank you.
Well, feelings are mutual. We hope to continue to grow.
Thank you.
Welcome back to this. Have a safe trip back home.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. There were just so many people, so many vendors going on, so much that is being done here at Kosher Fest this year. One of the things that I have seen besides their mitzvah going on, and I was walking down, and he doesn't even know that we're somehow related through cousins or aunts or uncles or something, is the Dagim family. Now, let me tell you something. A lot of people know that I love meat. Yes, you guessed it right. Milamar, I love meat. Their sausages, their meat, their brisket, everything they do, they touch is golden. But everything that Dagim touches in the sea comes to your plate in awesomeness. And these guys, Dagim Fish, are rocking it out. But not only rocking it out, they are ever, ever expanding. And we're lucky to have one of the people from Dagim Fish just passing by. I literally hopped him by his neck to get on the radio over here.
You hooked him.
We hooked him. We hooked him like a fishing rod. We hooked him hook, line, and sinker. We brought him in over here. Mr. Stefanski, I want to thank you so much for being on the air. What's going on over at Dagim?
Dagim is just expanding beyond.
Boom, expanding. Like from what to what?
Well, anything that we can grab out of the sea, anything that has fins and scales, we got it.
You got it.
Anyone that knows about kosher fish, we have it.
But not only fish, I had some, what was it I had?
We had some pancakes from a different farm, Simple Farms. We just brought it from the farm. We have, starting from the eggs, producing.
But
all natural ingredients.
But let's go back to your fish for a second. I got to tell you, normally, I'm kind of lazy. I'm out all day working, going to restaurants, and you see all over. I don't have time to pick a fish, do this. You have these fish in a bag. I just pick it out. I take it home. I cook it, and I know that there's quality there. How do you do it?
Well, I actually visited the farms all over the world. I've made sure that our quality stands beyond anyone else's. Our fish has been just superior, and that's what we stand for. Price is not it's not what counts. It's the quality.
The quality, the price. You guys are insane. Your tuna fish in the cans. The quality of that is even insane.
Since 1957.
Are you serious?
I
had no idea. I really had no idea.
1957.
So tell us a little bit, because I don't know all your products, and since you're on the air, you can give yourself a little bit of shout out at what's going on. What other products does Dagim have and that we should be looking out for in our local supermarkets?
Well, in the cans we have tuna, salmon, sardines.
Ooh, my father loves sardines. That's awesome.
Some of the value-added products in tuna and sardines.
Right. What about the fish in the bags and everything? The fish in the bags?
We have fish in the bags. We have breaded fish. We have flounder, salmon, tilapia.
Really?
So you mentioned fish in the bag. What's the purpose of the fish in the bag?
What's the purpose of the fish in the bag?
Well, it's been easier for people to have it in the bag rather than in the small little package that it used to be back in the grandfather's days. Today, everybody likes it better. It's IQF. They're not freezer. Stuck together. Very quick.
So I can basically, I like the sous vide. I can sous vide it straight from the bag.
We actually have tilapia is now packed in vacuum pack bags, individual. However, if you'd like to sous vide, sometimes it's better to add the flavor first and then re-vacuum pack it.
All right, but you're at least taking out that step. I don't have to deal with the vacuum packing. You're already
We vacuum packed it.
You have a vacuum bag. I can throw it in the freezer. I can buy it, throw it in the freezer.
Throw it in the morning.
Stack them up. They're easy to stack now. Because you have them sitting in the bag.
Yes.
It's easy.
Easy to stack in the freezer.
Easy peasy, fishy dinner. That's the way it is.
I'm going to tell my wife to pick up a whole bunch of that because now it's so much easier for me to get that fresh fish.
Correct.
Thank you.
No. Before I thank you, one thing I love are your battered, I'm not sure if I'm using the right word, but the battered flounder. Insane. My kids love it. It's easy to make. No real mess for me because it comes already there, all ready to go. It's just fantastic. So we have to thank you for everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today. We appreciate it. Look out for Dagim products at your local supermarket chain food store. Of course, right across from the Quality Frozen Foods booth here at Kosher Fest 2017. Thank you for rocking it out. Woo!
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Something else that's going on recently is a fantastic magazine that is from Toronto that is making their debut over into America. And that magazine is not only, like they like to say, Vibelicious. It is an amazing magazine called The Vibe. And we have the ladies from The Vibe who just walked by. We, like Dagum, hook, line, seeking them over to the booth. And let us hear a little bit about what The Vibe is all about.
First of all, thank you for letting us crash your podcast. Yeah. We're the pod crashers.
You're not crashing. You're not the pod crashers. We are honored. We are honored to have you on, to be part of your team as well. Tell us all about The Vibe and what we have to look out for and what The Vibe is all about.
So before we get into The Vibe, we're so excited to actually be your agents in Canada. We are here to promote you. We're here to brand you. We're here to manage you.
I want to go more than Canada. I want to go to Europe, Australia. You better make that happen. Africa, everywhere, Asia. Let's go worldwide.
He's a big fan of South America. Yeah, big fan, just letting you know. Okay.
We want to travel there too. So
is there sun?
Use you to get
He's
him.
A fan.
Yes, absolutely. So, Naomi Adler and Vered Lerner, we run the Jewish Vibe. And it's a Toronto-based magazine. Started there, going into our 9th publication.
Toronto.
Yeah.
Pardon?
So,
it's a magazine for every Jew. It's religious, not religious. We have two sides. It's a flip. Religious or regular and kosher with the kosher guru.
Absolutely. And the kosher guru is featured on the cover. And he's kind of our centerfold this month.
Love being the centerfold every month.
We interviewed him.
The kosher twist, kosher living, guru style.
Absolutely. So I want to ask you, what is kosher living to you, guru style?
Kosher living to me is allowing everybody to be part of the kosher movement. What is the kosher movement? It's for anybody and everybody, bringing kosher to the masses in a fun-filled way and just having awesome, epic adventures and fun with everything kosher, from food to fashion to style to everything that kosher means to everybody else, events and so much more.
Speaking of that, I'm a little upset.
Why?
He goes to Toronto and gets poutine. Doesn't bring any back down. But then you guys know you're coming down here. You didn't bring any shit.
Have you tasted cold poutine?
Does it matter?
Cold poutine is not good. Trust me. You have a special invitation to come to us.
I play ice hockey. I should earn
We will poutine. Take you for dairy poutine. We'll take you for Leishik poutine. We'll take you for any poutine.
It's like a restaurant, Gabe. Which restaurant is it that has poutine?
Which restaurant?
I think there's a Mocha Burger, I think has poutine.
Mocha Burger has poutine. Right. We had it once over there.
Wait, I was curious, is that the same as
No. The poutine that we had in Toronto, and we had dairy poutine, and then with the meat restaurant and meat poutine, not even close.
At
yes, at Shelley's. Yes. Wow, you remember that. It was insane.
Change the topic. I don't want to talk about poutine anymore.
Wait,
so topic.
But the dairy poutine was a delight, and it was delightful, right? It was so delicious.
Vibelicious, it was delightful.
Yes, certainly. Yes, it was. Delightful go together. That's our tagline. It's Vibelicious.
Yes, it is.
Oh, and we're also the Double Trouble team. So
Oi, Gavalt.
We're the Double Trouble Vibeliciousers. This is going in a different direction here, but we'll rein it back in.
So let me explain to everybody out there that The Vibe is a really, really insane magazine. You have to pick it up at once again, don't even have to pick it up. Digital download. In today's day and age, digital download.
Text the word magazine to 647-360.
We don't know what the number.
Did you forget how to do it? You forgot a phone number?
It's in the magazine.
So I'll say it again. Text the word magazine to 647-360-3420.
And also text the word guru, G-U-R-U, to enter a contest with the Kosher Guru.
That is such an easy one to remember. G-U-R-U. I can't even spell that out.
That's right.
So what else do we have to look forward to with The Vibe? What type of articles? You had some very, very cool articles. I think Naomi actually wrote an article, a movie review of the One of Us documentary. There is so much going on. Fashion, food, photography. Ooh, Recipe by Amy Stopnicki. She's great.
Are you guys going to apparel? Because I see your assistant has a guru cap on.
It's actually from somebody else. And
it looks like a guru's logo, right?
It looks like a guru's logo. You know what, Naomi? She designed the guru's logo, and we're so proud of it. We're so proud of this magazine and where it's going. and it's really, so once we finish New York, New Jersey, we're going to go on to Miami, Chicago, and all of the different, you know, destination type cities. And we're going to cross promote. So if you're looking to advertise, it's not just a print magazine, it's also in digital format. It's also a blog based website. And we also do social media marketing.
Yep.
So you do so much over there. You do really a lot. How do you guys handle all that?
We hire people, and we make sure that it's all quality control.
And we're both divorced moms.
We are, yeah.
9 kids between us.
That's insane.
Hey. She has to go back to that.
She has to go back. She doesn't know.
Yeah. So I have 2, and she has 6. Can you believe that? 6. I don't know how she did it.
Well, 6 plus 2 was 8, so we got 8. Okay, fine. Just making sure. Just making sure over there. That's insane. I want to thank you guys for coming down only from Toronto to New Jersey over to the Kosher Fest. Sure. Something. Is this your first Kosher Fest, ladies?
Yes.
First Kosher
we
Fest.
Come from Drake 6.
That's right.
From where?
You know, Drake, he coined in the 6.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, okay. He coined the 6 and somebody else coined in the 6. But anyway.
So yeah, what did you think of your first Kosher Fest experience?
Amazing.
It's really good. There's a lot of good energy, a lot of good food, a lot of good feedback from people. And the best of all, we find you here. We found you here.
Oh, wow. Well, this is amazing.
What was the craziest product that you guys have seen that you're like, I can't wait to try that?
We just tried this. I don't even know. It's like a Nutella. It looks like Nutella, but
Parvella.
Parvella.
Yes, they actually won an award last year. They're insane. I remember that.
So
that's why I remember that, because it was so good. And I was a celebrity guest at the private. They do just a private competition for who wins all the awards for Best of Kosher Fest, and I was allowed to attend. And I remember that last year, that the Parvella product, everyone was so amazed by it, they couldn't believe it. Literally couldn't believe it. They were amazed by it.
So the white chocolate one was the best for me.
Yeah.
Which one did you
like? Yeah. Hey, I heard that the Kosher Guru team is going to karaoke tonight.
The Kosher Guru team doesn't sing.
Oh, yes, we do.
No, we don't.
So we do, and you can just sit there and watch us and listen.
Okay, fine. Okay, so we want to thank you so much for being on the air with us. This was an awesome podcast, ladies. Thank you so much for joining us today. We had a great, great time at Kosher Fest with Team Kosher Guru and the Vibe, Vibalicious, Kosher Twist, everybody from all around the world, meeting amazing people from all walks of life, from every destination in the world, and rocking it out at the Kosher Fest 2017. Yes, Verit.
And I just want to remind everyone that they should go on Facebook and should go on Instagram and follow us. We're The Jewish Vibe.
They should definitely follow you. Get on the bandwagon. Travel with you.
It sounds like you're from LA.
Really?
The Jewish Vibe? Sorry, I'm not on air, they're not getting
you. You are definitely on air. We are getting you. So we don't even know who you are, but you're on air.
The Jewish Vibe, or you're a magazine?
We are a magazine.
We're everything.
We are everything.
How come you haven't talked to me yet? Let me see this. Jewish Vibe?
Look at this. Is this not amazing?
They're talking to you now.
Look at that. Is that not amazing?
Oh, it's like the hip-hop Rebbe or something. Wow.
Yes. That is the hip-hop Rebbe.
Doesn't that guy look familiar?
Doesn't he look familiar?
The guy from the cover. Ever seen him before?
He's a very handsome young man, actually.
Well, I wouldn't put it that far.
We were there for the entire photo shoot. He was fantastic.
Does it look like he's busy doing something?
Okay, so I really want to thank everybody for tuning in to another amazing episode and segment of The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru, here at Kosher Fest 2017, being hosted by the Quality Frozen Foods family at their booth. Thank you so much, everybody. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and everything out there. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go to our website, www.thekosherguru.com. Check out our entire new restaurant directory that is available for everybody for free to hop on, sign on, go on, take a look. We thank you all for listening and tuning into us. Make sure you subscribe to our Apple, iTunes, and Google Play podcast, Kosher Guru. Peace out, everybody. Till next time.